The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
Versus Mrs. LaGrasso versus LaGrasso right here on Vince Russo's The Brand and Big Fido Brand Audio. I am the Mrs. part. I am Noelle. This is the Mr. part. He is Big Fido. And last week, you jack, babe. Last week, you guys got...
Wow!
Oh my God, I never get to finish.
Wow.
What are you doing to yourself?
No, I was just showing the people the arms how I hold you, baby.
Me.
All right, go ahead.
Last week, you guys got to see a pre-recorded episode where we discussed the topics that have come up. And Vito, we had a two-week poll about the cheese plate, since it was such an important event in our lives. We had people send in their opinions. We had Stephanie and Ashley were so kind as to have an Instagram takeover and put their opinions on about the cheese plate. They even went and bought a cheese plate because we talked about it. Vito, both weeks have been tallied. Are you ready to hear who is the winner? Who is responsible for the cheese plate debacle? I won again.
Awesome.
They said you are responsible for the cheese plate debacle by taking the bags to the room. You are responsible for the cheese plate event.
That's awesome.
So now you can never complain about your $99 pretend cheese plate again. You have officially lost the cheese plate battle. Do you have anything that you would like to say? Any final words on the cheese plate debacle?
I know what happened. I was there. These people weren't. They're just coming in at the aftermath. And, you know, what can I say? I mean, every week I lose, people are haters. They love to hate on me.
I don't know if it's haters. Maybe you just don't plea your case good.
No. It's okay. I love you guys. It's all good. I like when you hate me, you know. But just hate me some more, because, like, good things are happening. I look good. I feel good. I got all this going on. Damn.
I don't feel good.
I know you don't. We got our second COVID shot, guys. And
I don't feel good.
She's not feeling good.
I'm not feeling. I look okay. I got my new hair color, my new purple.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, but I don't feel very good. So this week, I'm going to ignore that. Next week, Vito, I'm going to be away. But I will still do Mr. versus Mrs. with you from my
remote
location.
You tell everybody, like, you know, you talk about the cheese plate and everything, you know, and your hair and everything, and how you had a great week, you know, because you went to carry out. Tell everybody about your Versace bracelet that, you know, because your husband is so awesome and good looking and handsome and debonair and jacked right now. I mean, really.
My husband bought me a bracelet.
No, not just a bracelet. Bitches don't get just bracelets.
I'm not a bitch.
Hold on. Bitches get Versace bracelets.
He bought me a Versace bracelet, and what did I get you?
Bitches get
Versace. Why did I get you?
I don't know. A cheese plate?
No, I bought you a Versace robe.
Got a Versace robe.
See? A kimono, actually, is what I got you. Kimono. And we went on a date night, which you can see on Patreon. We had a special karaoke date night, and our friends met us there, and we had tried Gator and sang songs. Vito got on stage and sang karaoke. He was awesome.
I love Old Town, guys. I love Old Town. So the thing is, the greatest thing of the whole thing is those white shorts I had on, I've had them for years. I finally threw them out. They were tremendous on me after, you know, the weight loss and me just looking, you know.
Everything goes back to the weight loss with you.
It is just something. And, like, you know, all I could say right now is we have come a long way as a couple. And We have definitely evolved. Being from when we got married to now, I know I went through a lot of changes. But now that, like, body-wise, I'm almost back to my old self. And there's some things we're going to have an announcement on, which should be pretty awesome.
Right. Well, we have an announcement this week, too, that everybody has heard on our brand. But it's the first time we're going to talk about it on the Russo brand is we have a sponsorship deal.
Right. But we're not talking about a sponsorship deal. No, we're talking about other stuff.
Other stuff. Right.
So, for me, this has been a six-month process of dieting, getting back in, like, to really, like, old Vito shape and, like, being in that way. So, when the time is right and things are official, I will definitely, you know, let everybody know. But, looking at myself on camera, looking at myself right now, I'm very happy with my progress. And, guys, a diet is not just 2 weeks. It's not a week. It's months of work. And this is months of work.
You look sexy. Smexy.
So, being that, you know, you're talking about putting in the time and doing the workout and the diet and everything, guys. And tanning and skincare and teeth whitening and blah, blah, blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Exactly. Blah, blah. So, I would say I'm almost there. Not exactly where I want to be, but the progress I'm happy with. And I'm sitting here today with my wife, and I'm looking at myself, and we're saying, okay, we're almost there. So I'm happy about that. Who cares about the cheese plate? It was all on go. I know I paid the friggin' money, okay?
$14.
$1,400.
No, it was $1,400. Are you finally going to mega power shake that the cheese plate battle is over? Since you lost, there were votes, people chimed in. Will you finally mega power's handshake on the cheese plate?
No.
Oh, come on, Vito. It's been like 7 years. Like, can't you give up on this cheese plate?
No.
God damn it. The cheese plate thing will never end. We will let you guys know next year when it's the cheese plate anniversary, and we'll all celebrate. Maybe we'll do a giveaway then or something. But
give away a freaking $99 cheese plate.
We'll give away a cheese plate. We should give away a Big Vito brand cheese plate.
All right, let's talk about our brand new sponsor that we have.
Badoom-tsh.
Go ahead.
Oh, I thought you were going to count. Yes, we have a brand new sponsor. So this week, Big Vito brand is brought to you by the Sauce Fellas Goomba Sauce and Salsa. They are our new sponsors. They are based back home in Pennsylvania. You can get them online at thesaucefellas.com or in your local grocery store. And Vito's been cooking with the sauce. He's been barbecuing with the salsa. He even made us Easter dinner with the sauce. And we're going to be doing some sauce giveaways.
Right.
We have a show, and Doug is going to be the first person on the show when I get back from my trip. He's going to out Guido Big Vito, and he doesn't know this, but he's playing for the sauce. We're going to send him some sauce if he out Guido's Big Vito.
Right. We'll do the best we can to get it to him.
Yeah. Well, no, we're going to get him the sauce. If and only if.
He wins.
He out Guido's Big Vito. So that's coming up. Now, Vito, this week, I want to cover two things.
Two things.
All right. There's going to be a vote. But I want you to vent because some people have been asking me about your car purchase because we had talked about it and then we talked about it on Patreon and something happened. And I want to give you the floor to vent. And we're going to close the show out with this. I'm going to let you rip this guy a new asshole right here on the show. Okay? But first, it's WrestleMania weekend, brother. It's night two as we're recording right now. So yeah. Happy WrestleMania weekend for those of you who celebrate. I wanted to talk about, not everybody says, oh, what's the greatest match in WrestleMania history? Okay, what's the worst match in WrestleMania history? Okay, Giant Gonzalez, all right, we already know what those are. I want to talk about what's your favorite match in WrestleMania history. Because you can say what sucks and you can say what's good, but everybody has their favorites for their own personal reasons. And Vito, I want to talk about what your favorite match is in WrestleMania history that you're not in.
Guys, I would like to say that my favorite all-time match, and I think which is the greatest match in WrestleMania history, is Rock Hogan.
And tell us why you think that.
It was a passing of the torch, and even though it was a passing of the torch, the people were still with Hogan. And if you listen to the crowd reaction, you listen to how everything was, people didn't want Hogan to lose.
No, they kind of wanted him to beat The Rock.
They wanted him to beat The Rock.
So, Vito, that gave you, what, like a hype feeling, that match?
No, but it's the match you want to listen to, because when you listen to the crowd reaction, you listen to how everything went, and you watch how Hogan wrestled, and now The Rock wrestled, and you watch how Hogan did his stuff, and he was still over. And if he, just for say, Hogan would have won, we would never have a Rock. But there had to come a time where Hogan had to lose.
Right.
So we could have the next generation of superstar. And when you talk about that, and no matter what people say about Hogan and his politics and protecting his spot and everything, he knew he had to do it. But the greatest thing about that match is that he had his best match. And at that point of his career, nobody would think he would have that kind of match.
Yeah, he did. No. He had a good match. That was a good WrestleMania, because that was kind of the last WrestleMania of all the great Attitude Era guys. Like, you had Steve Austin went against Scott Hall in that WrestleMania. You know, Triple H wrestled at Mania. So it was kind of like, you know, before Steve Austin left, and like all these guys were still there doing their thing. And so it was like a really great WrestleMania altogether. It was like an up and down great card, I thought.
No, it was.
Jericho was on that card. Like, everybody was like really cool and in great shape, and it was a good WrestleMania.
So guys, when you talk about WrestleManias, you got to look at Rock Hogan. I know my wife has a different match because she's partial to a wrestler. But when you talk about overall performance and where it stands in history of wrestling, that match in WrestleMania history definitely turned a tide for the next generation of wrestler.
When I think of great matches in WrestleMania history, I think of one name, Randy Savage. And I think that everybody can say great matches, Savage Steamboat, which is a fantastic match, definitely changed the course of how matches are put together for a little bit of smaller guys. Great match. A lot of people tell you that's the best match. I don't think that's my favorite match, Vito. I think my favorite match is from my favorite WrestleMania, WrestleMania 7. And it's Macho King versus The Ultimate Warrior. I think that match should have closed that WrestleMania, because could you imagine the feel-good feeling on the go-home on that match with the reunion of Macho Man and Miss Elizabeth? It was the best match The Ultimate Warrior had, hands down. There's no better match that the Warrior had. His match with Hogan at WrestleMania 6 was okay. It was good for Warrior. Right. But I think the best match he ever had was Savage. I love the storytelling. I love the emotion. Sherry was a great manager. Not a valet. Not any of that bullshit. Sherry was a manager in that match. Her and Randy Savage together were a fantastic team. They really were. They were kind of the pinnacle of what I would think now as people have heel couples where everybody's dating and wrestling and all that kind of shit. They didn't have that then. They kind of epitomized that heel couple wrestling, and that's what a lot of people base their stuff off of now. I think that that might be one of the best put together all in whole storytelling matches in wrestling history, let alone WrestleMania.
No, you're right.
Yeah. So all right. We need to vote, guys.
So you need to vote. Everybody get their votes in. This is something cool. This is something unique. It's WrestleMania weekend. Let's vote the WrestleMania match of the century, the match of the decade, the match that changed wrestling. It's going to be Warrior against Macho, or it's going to be Rock Hogan.
And we also want to hear you guys' favorite matches, too. So come at us with what your favorite, because we have a lot of favorite matches that we'll tend to go back and watch again. I liked Ric Flair and Macho Man from WrestleMania 8. I like to watch Roddy Piper get pissed off at Mr. T in WrestleMania 2 when he throws shit at him and it's like a shoot. So tell us what your favorite matches and moments are in WrestleMania history. Hit us up on Twitter at Magic Tea Spiller. That is me. And you have 7 days to vote. And then we only have 5 days to vote. Then we'll decide Who is the winner of this? And we will also maybe talk about some of the other matches that people bring up. We love when you guys hit us up, so make sure you definitely get back at us on Twitter. Now, Vito, this is why the show is important. Because it gives you, like, I know in the beginning you like to fill people in on your life, and I sit here and I smile because I think you're so cute and everything. But sometimes a little rain must fall. You know what I'm saying? And a little rain fell into your life. And people like when you rant. You know, recently you had a rant about Barry Horowitz that pretty much was, like, amazing. I want you to...
Notice he shut down his whole...
I have not seen him asked to be in the Hall of Fame since you went nuts. So you may have curbed that. This time, I want you to let the people know what's in your heart because something bad happened to you. Do you want me to set it up or do you want to just go?
I'm just going to go. Guys,
all right, go ahead. I'm just going to turn to watch because I like this.
My bucket list on life. I mean, the past 7 years since we've been married, I've been up and down in life, and we've been living a good life. You know, everything coming together. My bucket list, I want an Escalade EXT and I would like a Corvette. So the EXT, I haven't really found. I did find the Corvette that of my dream that I wanted so bad.
And just to put in, this is like extra. This is like a fun car. It's a classic car because Vito likes it. And it's not like he's spending a ton of money. I don't want anybody to think that. This is more like just what he wanted for us to have fun in.
Right. So I made a deal with the guy. The deal was set. Now, the guy... I was talking to the guy on a regular basis because he told me about some of his like home life and how his daughter's handicapped. So you could relate to somebody who's, you know, deals with something and somebody who's handicapped. So we definitely understood each other on like frustrations and goods and bads and highs and lows. So we were having conversations almost every day for 2 weeks. So I'm all prepared to go and get this car. I get an inbox on Facebook. I'm not going to sell you my car. Let's just leave it at that. I call the guy. I leave a message. I inbox the guy. I leave a message. I made the arrangements. I went to was going to pick up the car. I made the appointment at DMV. I had the insurance. I had everything.
And you had planned a trip for me.
Right.
Around in the car.
Right. And I planned a trip. Go to Port St. Lucie because that's where the car was. Go do a little weekend, a little beach, and get out of here for a little bit and drive that car back and have a good time. When the guy did that to me, that was such a... I don't know. When you... Now, this man had told me the day before, you're an amazing person. You really helped me. I've gone on a diet. I've lost weight. I've done everything.
Like you heart to heart talked to this guy. Yeah. Like it wasn't just like a transaction. It was like he got seriously involved with a friendship with this guy. And he thought he even told me, and I'm not going to say the guy's name because F him. There's a million guys.
No, I don't want his name to be mentioned.
Okay. I won't mention it. Mr. Corvette guy. He said, you know what? I think he's a really nice guy. Vito said. And I was like, oh, maybe he is. Cause I'm a bad judge at that shit. But Vito. Is usually right on.
So when you make a deal and then you speak to my wife and my wife is excited about something and then you pull it back, that's fucking scumbag shit. Okay? The fact that you don't want to sell your car, but after 2 weeks of negotiation, in 2 weeks you said a deal, I got it on Facebook, got it on the thing, everything was cool. Right? So... Here he is, he added a spoiler, right? Because he had it, he was going to put it on. He put it on. I didn't see the yellow in there after the pinstriping was taken off. I said, what's the yellow? He says, oh, it's yellow. I said, can you buff it out? I'll pay for it. I said, no problem. I just want the car right when I get it back. He did it. The car looked beautiful. After that, that's when he fucking said, that's it.
Oops.
You said, that's it, you know, I'm not selling the car.
You're fine, just leave it.
That's fine. So, guys, I was so upset and angry. I can't say angry, but like, you don't do that to people. You make a deal, it's a deal. And he said, I'm a man of my word. I keep things, No worries. Everything was cool. And then you did it at the last minute. He actually gave me, and I had the insurance on the car, right? So he gave me the title, the VIN number, everything. You don't do that to people. That's such scumbag stuff.
And you know what's really fucked up, Mr. Corvette, is that like with COVID going on and everything, you really have to jump through hoops to do a private purchase of a vehicle. Well, you got to set up appointments far out, and you got to go to certain counties because they won't, like, we couldn't do it here. It had to go, we had to drive 2.5 hours there. So we had to get somebody to drive us. So we had to pay someone to drive us there. So we had all this stuff hooked up. Vito took off work because he wanted to take me away. So Vito, this guy, he's a real shitbag. I want you to tell me what you think of him. I know you don't like to use wrestling words in real life, but give him a promo. I think he's asking for you to cut a promo on him. I think he's... No, give him what
guys,
you feel.
I just want to say, you're not a real man, and I think you're not upstanding. And when... I honestly think that maybe you were trying to sell the car because there was something wrong with it, and you knew that you were going to get a call back. And then once you meet me in person, you don't want to fuck with me. Especially if I'm fucking coming to your house. I'm going to know where you live. If you're going to beat me, nobody beats me. So, we'll leave it at that. Bad experience. It's over. It's done with. I'll find a new Corvette. I'll find an Escalade. I'll find something else. People, but the lesson of today is don't scumbag people because it will come back to you.
Don't be a scumbag fuck. That's the bottom line. So. Vito was really angry for like a week. And you know what happens when Vito's really, really angry? The rest of us have to live with it. Corvette guy. All right? So that Corvette guy owes me, and I'll run into him down the line. And I'm going to do something. Corvette
guy. Let's put it this way. I was one hell. Let me tell you, this past week in the gym.
Look, show him how jacked you are. Corvette.
Mr. Corvette guy.
What a jerk. What a jerk.
Anyway.
That was sucky, Vito. Now, honestly, someday you'll find your car that you want. I mean, you have cars.
I'm fine.
But you'll find the car that you want. Here's the thing, though. I'm going away, and I don't know when I'm coming back.
It's all good.
That's all good to you?
It is good to me. You know why? Because I want you to go have a good time. I want you to go enjoy yourself. Gives me a break.
Break from me?
Worrying. I worry.
Why do you worry? I'm fine.
Baby.
Why you worry about me?
Baby.
Don't have to worry about me. I'm fine. I tell you every day, I'm fine.
You're not.
But I tell you I am.
You lie.
Now, I don't lie. I'm fine. There's nothing wrong with me.
There's been something wrong with you for 7 years.
Vito. I've been working on trying to get you some interesting things to your Patreon, and I wanted to let people know that they can subscribe to your Patreon.
That would be awesome.
Give us a hand. It supports our podcasts.
Guys, we've been working hard at the Patreon, and like, you know, it hasn't taken off like we thought it would. But
I mean, we have Patreons, but...
But
like,
I mean, if you spread the word, and everything, that would be awesome. You know what I mean? I know people don't want to lose what we got here. But if you guys can help out and spread the word and join us on Patreon, we think we give a good product. It's something new. We've been at it for a couple months now. So we'd like to see some improvement. And thank you for the people who subscribe. And thank you for the support. You know, we're trying to come above water. And hope everything goes good. Close the show.
You still have time on this show.
Close the show.
No, you still have time. You can't just close this. Plus, I was on the way to a subject with the Patreon. Is that I've lined up some really awesome stuff coming up on the Patreon for everybody. Because people like when you interview people. So I am trying to pull out some reunion interviews for you. And also, some very rare interviews that you don't hear from people every day that you'd be dying to know the gossip and stuff. If you had a person, ultimately, that you would like to interview... That I could score an interview with. Who would it be? Could be anybody, anywhere. Who would you like to talk to?
I don't know. It's just, I like to talk to everybody. But right now, my focus has been on this one project that I've been working on since December. And when this comes out, I think everybody is going to be so happy. And I think everybody's going to be like thrilled. And I think everybody's really going to be like into this. So it's good.
I thought you were going to say Mike Tyson.
Babe, I might see Mike Tyson sooner than you think.
That would be nice. Don't punch him. No, I don't punch the Corvette guy. Don't punch Mike Tyson.
No. Corvette guys don't punch back. No, like Bruce Lee in that movie.
Yeah, in that movie. I know.
Cars don't punch back.
All right, Vito, let's close it out now. I'm done. All right, guys. Make sure you check us out on Patreon. Patreon.com/TheBigVitoBrand. He needs more supplements, so we need more Patreons. Also, twitch.tv/TheBigVitoBrand. You can catch our audio podcast anywhere you listen to podcasts. We got Pro Wrestling Reflection guys that are on with us. We got Virtue versus Vice. We have some more stuff coming to Patreon. We got some interviews. I got a big interview this week for you. Huge. I'm not going to say what it is, but I will let you guys know online. First people that are going to find out are going to be the people on Patreon. So make sure you go over and check that out. Also, catch us on social media under The Big Vito Brand. Go ahead, Vito.
Awesome, guys. She's hanging with us. Thank you very much for your support. I will see you next week.
All right, Noel. Vito's not around right now. Okay, right. So because I love Vito, and we got Vito not even freaking here right now. What's going on?
I know that keeps happening. He's always, he's Vito. He's always busy.
And of course, I'm your host, Big Ray Hernandez, and it's been one hell of a week. What's going on, Vito? How are you, buddy?
Doing good.
I think he's losing too much weight.
Yeah, you look a little skinny. Don't get offended.
Yeah, he always looks a little thin.
So you look a little thin in the face, like in the neck here. You look really thin.
Too much here, right? Don't you bite me.
No, but
Vito.
I think my upper lip is way too thin. And like I have it lined so you can't tell. I think it's too thin. So I wanted to get lip fillers this week. And Vito made the dermatologist tell me that I didn't need it. I know you told her that to tell me I didn't need lip fillers.
No, I didn't.
I wanted to get lip fillers and he said, no, I'll look like a duck.
You'll look stupid.
But you pose for every picture like this. But you're going to tell me I look like a duck.
Because I'm a good looking motherfucker. That's why, girl.
Well, I'm not a good looking motherfucker, so I need to get those lips.
All right, hold on. Not going to look good.
Guys. Just a little right here.
No.
It looks stupid.
Look, I think it looks great.
No, you know that I'm always on you. You know, well, not always, but I'm usually on Noelle's side.
99% of the time, you're on Noelle's side. You talk to her at night while I'm at work. It's fine.
What? Hold on, somebody's calling me. What?
Hello? Exactly.
Such a. Like Meltzer called Vito ugly.
Yeah, called me ugly.
Dave Meltzer called Vito ugly.
Yeah, of all people, he looks like the fucking troll.
He legit. Are you kidding me? You ever seen He-Man, the movie?
Yes.
You know the little fucking weird guy? He looks like that.
I always say he looks like the little hobbit guy from Labyrinth.
Yes!
So
he's so gross.
Know, when people
his fucking tongue and shit.
Ugly according to Dave.
Fuck
when people insult me and they say I'm ugly,
no,
unattractive, I'm fat, I don't know what I'm like.
Out of here.
Bitch, on my worst day waking up with crust in my eyes, I still wake up and get ass, okay? You guys make up your fucking mind what you want here.
We want this Vito right here. I like your smile.
Being happy, what the hell?
This is good.
It wasn't about the gimmick. It wasn't about the gimmick. He was just really funny. And then when the gimmick came out, it was a sold deal.
Oh, wow. Vito, was it the gimmick? Be honest.
Was it the gimmick?
Baby.
You also want to make sure you're happy with the gimmick. If he comes out with a tiny one, he's got to know how to do other things.
Here's the thing, baby. And you know, there has not been any dissatisfied customers at the BIGB from the LOG.
Always care.
Right, are you really wearing those?
I put these on my arm, you know, and I throw fucking combinations. That's how I do, you know, bah, bah, bah. These things are like 10 pounds each. What?
Little wristlets.
They're fucking amazing. I'm like Wonder Man. It's a Wonder Woman.
I'm up for a position.
Oh, I'm sure you are, if you know what I mean.
And he can go to work naked, apparently.
Apparently. You drive in the car and just get out of the car and, like, you know, it's falls out?
Like around.